Firstly, in the third week of Advent, the first reading from the book of Prophet Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 1 to 10. Raise a glad cry, your barren one who did not bear. Break forth in jubilant song, you who were not in labor. For more numerous are the children of the deserted wife than the children of her who had a husband, say the Lord. Enlarge the space for your tent, spread out your tent clothes unsparingly, lengthen your ropes and make firm your stakes. For you shall spread abroad to the right and to the left. Your descendants shall dispossess the nations and shall people the desolate cities. Fear not, you shall not be put to shame. You need not blush, for you shall not be disgraced. The shame of your youth you shall forget. The reproach of your widowhood shall no longer remember. For he who hath become your husband is your maker. His name is the Lord of hosts. The Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, called God of all the earth. The Lord calls you back, like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit. A wife married in youth and then cut off, say your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great tenderness I will take you back. In an outburst of wrath, for a moment I hid my face from you, but with enduring love I take pity on you, say the Lord your Redeemer. Did it for me like the day of Noah, when I saw that the water of Noah should never again deluge the earth. So I have sworn not to be angry with you or to rebuke you. Though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken, my love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, say the Lord, who have mercy on you. The Gospel from Luke, chapter 7, verses 24 to 30. When the messenger of John had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What is to go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? That I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture say, behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listen, including the tax collectors and who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisee and scholar of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Recognize and respond to God's love. God loves people so much, and he expects them to respond to his love to live happily with Him. In fact, people don't always respond to God's love. They run after love that doesn't bring them happiness. That is why God must discipline people so that they could recognize what is the true love and come back to Him. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah wanted to show the zeal, the faithful love of God, so that they would repent. In the Gospel, John the Baptist repaired the hearts of the people and showed them the way to Jesus. Many people and the tax collector recognized their sin and repented in order to be forgiven. But some of the scribes and elders remained stubborn in their sin. Analysis, the first reading. The mountain has changed. My love for you have not changed. Third point. People realize their betrayal and return to God. Today, Isaiah's narrative is in the last chapter of the second book of Isaiah. When the people of Israel were living in exile, the prophet's mission is to make people recognizing their sin and betrayals while also presenting God's mercy and faithful love. They lost their country and temple because they were chasing God who couldn't save them. They would suffer and humiliated because they have abandoned the law of God to pursue the passion of lust and the attraction of the world. However, they still have hope to return to God's love because He is the God of mercy and His love is forever enduring. If they are determined to return, God will make up for all their losses and give them happiness than before. The prophet Isaiah affirmed with people, "For he who has become the husband is the maker. His name is the Lord of hosts. The Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, called the God of all the earth." Second point. God must punish so that man may not perish. True and faithful love does not think of permanent expulsion, but emphasizes repentance to resume the original love. God's love for man is eternal love, not temporary love. He wants to love and to live happily with people for the rest of their life. Because He loves people so much, He doesn't want them to be perished. Therefore, if He does not punish people, He will lose them forever. God showed His faithful love when He disciplined people. In exile, some people realized God's true love. They repented for leaving God to worship other God, and now they want to return to Him. When they return repentantly, God immediately forgave and resumed the original love with them as expressed by Isaiah. "For a brief moment, I abandoned you, but with great tenderness, I will take you back." In an outburst of wrath, "For a moment, I hid my face from you, but with enduring love, I take pity on you, say the Lord, the Redeemer." Second, the Gospel. God sent John to repair the people's hearts to receive the Messiah. Third point. The greatness of John the Baptist. waiting for John's disciples to leave, Jesus began to tell the crowd about John. What do you go to see in the wilderness? A reed swayed by the wind? John was not a reed swayed by the wind, but an ancient tree or a solid rock that was unshakable. John Baptist's faith can be compared with Elijah's faith in God. That was so strong that even though all people ran after Baal on Mount Carmel, he alone rode that. It was a mistake, and they needed to return to the real God. John's faith in Christ was so strong that he was willing to sacrifice his life to repair people, to be ready to receive the Messiah and show them when he appeared. He eventually died to testify to the truth. Someone dressed in fine garments, those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously, are found in royal palaces. John, on the other hand, was a very simple man who did not depend as much on material things as his contemporary. Therefore, he had plenty of time to carry out the mission which God entrusted to him. A prophet? That's right. I tell you, this is more than a prophet. Out of humility, John refuses to claim to be a prophet when he was questioned by those sent by the Sanhedrin Council from Jerusalem. But he did the work of a prophet in the Old Testament. Now he is given the noble task of repairing the way for the Messiah to come by repairing the hearts of people to welcome him. Jesus prayed John the Baptist. This is the one about whom Scripture say, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will repair your way before you." These words are the words in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 20, with a few modifications. "Here I send a messenger before you to protect you on the road and take you where I have prepared." And he publicly prayed John in front of everyone. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Of course, John also belonged to the kingdom of God because his whole life was ready to die for him. What Jesus wants to emphasize here is the importance of entering the kingdom of God. Not any glory of this world can be compared with it. Second point, the result of John's preaching. Two completely opposite results are given by Jesus. First, many people, including the tax collectors, recognize God as the writer and have been baptized by John. This is the kind of people who doesn't know much about the law, and tax collectors are regarded as public sinners. But they humbly admitted their ignorance and sins, since John's preaching penetrated their hearts. They desire their sin to be forgiven and saved by God. Second result, the Pharisees and the scribes rejected God's will for them and did not receive John's baptism. Leading the class of people who have a lot of opportunity to know God because they hold the law. But instead of letting the words of the law and the prophet shining and leading their way, they let our prophet blind them, make them zealot when they saw the whole people abandon them and run to John. They did not recognize him as the prophet Elijah, whom they have always expected him to come to lead the way for the Messiah. Moreover, because of their arrogance, they also will not recognize the Messiah they have always expected and the law mentioned is standing before them. Application in life. To live happily, we must respond to God's true and faithful love. Otherwise, we must pay the price for betrayal and unfaithful. Out of love, God must punish, but He also gives us many opportunities for repentance and returning. Let us not be hardened, but know to take given opportunity to return and to respond to God's love. Amen.